Welcome back to another episode of Inside Rutgers Athletics Behind the Jersey. I'm your host, Cameron Brooker, and today's episode is very near and dear to my heart as we are sitting down with Rutgers Dance Team junior captain Olivia Stillwagon and Rutgers Dance Team freshman Justin Stillwagon. Welcome to the show, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule as you guys prepare for nationals next week to sit down with me today. So we always start out our episodes with a little bit of trivia, and we gear it towards whoever's on the show. So today's a little dance team trivia. So we have two questions for you, and hopefully you can get close to the answer or hopefully right. So the first one is, in what year did the Rutgers dance team win their first national title?
Was it, I think, like 1989, somewhere?
Oh, my God, so close.
1987?
It was 1998.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're so close. And then the next one is, in what year did Rutgers Dance Team represent the United States and take home gold at the World Championship?
2018.
Yes. Wow, that was quick.
Wow.
That was really quick. So yeah, I told you there wouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
Okay, just for some background, Olivia and I were teammates for 2 years on the Rutgers Dance Team, and now in her junior year, her brother Justin has joined the team. So I kind of just want to start at the beginning. When did each of you start dancing, and how did you get into it? I guess we'll start with Olivia.
Yeah, so my aunt, actually, she was kind of the original dancer of my family. She grew up dancing, and when I was young, I was started at three. So when I was 3 years old, my mom and dad just put me in dance class. I think it's kind of just like a typical little girl thing, you know, throw your kid in dance class. Ever since then, it just kind of stuck. And then eventually I went into competition, and now here I am dancing for Rutgers. So it's really full circle.
Yeah, I think I tried about like every sport possible and just did not like any of them. And then obviously when Olivia started, I went to all her competitions and just watched. I was so amazed by everything, and I would go home and just like try and do everything she did. And then I actually took my first dance class here at Rutgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you started when you were three. Mm-hmm. When did you start?
I think about 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Okay, yeah. So it was a few years, because you're 2 years apart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We're Irish twins, actually. So.
Oh.
17 months, to
wow.
be exact.
Wow. Look at that. So then you danced throughout high school. You danced competitively at a studio. Is that correct?
Studio and high school, actually.
So you both did high school dance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Were you on the same team together in high school?
Yeah. Our day-to-day would be drive to school together, go to school. We would meet each other, high school practice from 3 to 5, and then go straight to studio practice.
Oh, my God.
From, like, 6 to 10, and that would just be 24-7, always together.
So being on a team together is not super foreign.
No.
Okay. That's awesome. So then you get to high school and you start to decide on colleges. Did you know you wanted to be on a college dance team, Olivia? And how did you choose Rutgers?
Yeah, I think I knew I didn't want to give up dancing once I was done with high school. So college dance team was always something that I had in mind. And I think Rutgers was just the perfect fit. We grew up always at Rutgers. My dad actually works here. So we would always go to the Bush Dining Hall. We were very familiar with everything, all the football games. So when the time came for me to choose, it just seemed like the perfect fit for me, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to go anywhere else.
And then did Olivia dancing here have any impact on you choosing?
Yeah, for sure. I think with her being here for 2 years, I was able to kind of see what the team was like mm-hmm. and just what her life was like here at the school. And obviously, like, the same thing, I kind of always knew I wanted to come here.
Yeah.
So once she came here, it was kind of like a no-brainer. I was coming here too.
I find that a lot of people, like, at Rutgers, people that come here, like, grow up around it. I mean, it's the same thing with me. I just grew up around here, and so I was like, I'm going to Rutgers no matter what.
Yeah. It was very different for both of us, I think, because you always have, like, those in-state that are like, I'm never going to Rutgers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want to come here. And I think in his case, he was more like, I'm not going to Rutgers. He was considering, like, California.
Yeah, I was either going all the way to California
wow.
or staying here. So.
Yeah, but I was the one where it was like, I was always like, I wanted to come here. And then my 2 years here, like, telling him how much I loved it, it just made him want to come here even more. So.
Yeah. So now you guys are on the same team at the collegiate level. What is the dynamic like at practice? I mean, you obviously have been on the team with and without Justin. So what's the dynamic like? Do you guys bicker? Do you fight? Like, I can't imagine what it'd be like to have a sibling on the team.
I don't know. I think him and I are very similar dancers mm-hmm. and although our personalities are very different, we have very similar opinions on everything. And I think since we have been on teams growing up, I mean, there's like little fights here and there, like in terms of like cleaning, if there's like we have different opinions, mm-hmm. but most of the time I think we're pretty much on the same page.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like outside of dance we do like argue, not a lot, but sibling like mm-hmm. argues.
Yeah.
But like in dance we're usually very like on the same level, like yeah. we know what yeah. the other person is thinking mm-hmm. like all the time. Whenever something happens, I can always look at her and like we know.
Yeah, yeah. Right, it's just the eye contact. We know.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
No words need to be spoken. It's yeah. just we know.
And I think it's so interesting. So there's two sets of siblings on the team. There's the two of you, and then there's Mia and Nicolette.
Yeah.
So, and they're both junior and freshman as well. Mm-hmm. So what's that kind of dynamic like? It's not just one set of siblings. It's two sets of siblings.
Yeah.
So how's that?
I think it honestly has made our entire team that much closer together yeah. because usually, you know, you always have with those big age gaps, it's hard to really connect between like the higher grades to the lower grades. But because me and Justin are so close and Nicolette and Mia are so close, it's made like just everybody so close. And you kind of eliminate that age gap between like freshman versus junior yeah. and then everybody mm-hmm. else just blends together.
Yeah, for sure. Especially because yeah. we have so many freshmen on the team.
Yeah.
We have 11. I think most of the team is underclassmen. So that definitely really helped bring everyone closer together this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so interesting because like when I was on the team, we had the Sullivan twins were the only two siblings. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we didn't have anything like that. So it's so interesting to me. So how has your experience changed on the team since Justin has joined in terms of really everything? I mean, you mentioned that the team got closer, but in terms of practicing and you especially personally?
I think having him here is just, I don't know, I haven't been like, it's made me so happy. Mm. It's just having a piece of home always. And not that I'm that far from home, but just him and I have such like a special bond and it's really nice. My last nationals before I came to college, I was crushed because I thought I would never get stands with him again. But now here we are like 2 years, yeah, 2 years later. And I finally get to dance with him again. And it's just, there's no way to describe like dancing with your sibling. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so special getting to do what I love with like someone that I love so much. And it's made it like so much better. So, and in ways that I couldn't even have imagined.
Do you guys have any funny stories of growing up together?
Oh my gosh.
In dance, out of dance, either.
Well, so actually 1 year I had a duet with this boy. And we had been doing fine. Me and Justin had had duets in the past, but this one specific year, I had a duet with an older boy. And he wasn't as technical of a dancer. It was more mm-hmm. like lifting me, and I was just kind of doing my thing. But for some unfortunate reason, he ended up not being able to make it to nationals very last minute. So my teacher decided, why not put Justin in?
I think like a week.
Like a week wow. before we left for nationals. Yeah, yeah. Very last minute. And we were like, he can handle it. Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And we get to nationals. It's the day before we compete.
Literally, like, the night before. Like, it's, like, 8 o'clock yeah. at night. And we're just, like,
we snuck into the...
yeah. Like, our yeah. parents got us in. And we were, like, running through it, just practicing. And there was this one lift that I could not for the life of me get. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was so, like, hard for me. And my mom was getting so frustrated. She kept telling me what to do. And I don't know, I just could not get it. I was so stressed out. And my mom was like, that's it. Like, we're pulling it. You're not doing it tomorrow. Like, I'm not letting you. And then we all went to bed, relaxed. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. the next morning we competed. It was the very first thing we competed that weekend.
We were so nervous. Yeah, we were like so stressed. But we did it. And it went like so well. And we actually ended up becoming national champions.
Wow.
We won. So it
That's
was just
awesome.
Like, and it was really funny because for him and I, we were like at my mom, like she yeah. almost pulled it. And if she did, like that never would have happened.
Yeah.
But it was such a special moment for our whole family
yeah. mm-hmm.
just to do that and like show, because it was so last minute yeah. and like we just came together and we really pulled through and yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah, I think that's such a good story, especially like when you're mentioning like your mom, like the whole dance
yeah.
mom, like people don't understand like the night before competition, your mom's watching your routine. Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
gosh, yeah. She is your harshest critic. And
she
yeah.
knows nothing about dance. She did not dance when she was younger, but now she knows.
But you know, she watched a lot.
So. Yeah.
She watched a lot of dance. So that's, you know, that's what I was saying yesterday. I was like, I've watched a lot.
Yeah.
As I have danced a lot, but I have watched a lot. So what has been your favorite memory so far of being on the team together?
I think for me, I always go to like the games were so fun, specifically mm-hmm. the blackout game, like running out together was like the craziest feeling. And like you see all the lights and just the music. And it was like such an amazing feeling. Cause they always say like, always remember like your first time running out, because that's going to be like the best it's ever going to feel. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that feeling was crazy. I would love to go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that first football game that we had, because all of my family came and everybody was so excited to see me and Justin cheering, representing Rutgers together, because my whole family is a huge Rutgers family. My younger brother, he's only 12, but he was so excited. My parents, they couldn't be happier. And it was just so special, like our whole family getting to celebrate this amazing accomplishment and like that great day that me and Justin got to dance on the field together.
That first run out is always something like I remember, and it's just like, there's no better feeling. So I can only imagine like doing it with your sibling. Like that must just be like highlight of your life. I mean, so amazing. So we're going to move a little bit, pivot a little bit. So I'm going to go to Justin. You are the first male on the Rutgers dance team. So that's totally new for the university. Does that add any additional pressure to you? Do you feel anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a lot of pressure just because I feel like automatically you know, if there's a boy out there, he's the only one, you're going to look right to him. Mm-hmm. And there's not many boys in dance, especially at the collegiate level. Like I think in our division, there's only like one or two other boys that we actually compete against. So it's definitely a lot of pressure because you stick out no matter what. But it's very interesting, the dynamic with like the other boys.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure because there's not a lot of boys in dance in general, so it's something you've kind of grown up being used to.
Yeah.
And then you had a torn ACL, is that correct? Yes, so you were out most of your senior year.
Yeah, so I think it was January, actually. I believe it was like almost a year ago today. I tore my ACL at a dance convention, and then I was out for my entire senior year. I couldn't compete at all, and I made like my recovery pretty fast, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it was like 5, maybe 6 months that I was back dancing, not 100%, but I started up again. And even when I started dancing here at Rutgers, I was still kind of like getting back into things. So it was definitely really hard because there was a moment when you think like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back to the level I was at because you're out for so long. And it's just like, seems like it's going to be a lot, but I think it definitely made me stronger for sure.
And that, you know, you were in the middle of your recovery, but you're also training in a different style. Like dance team in college is so different.
Yeah.
So you're learning this new style and you're trying to recover at the same time. What was that like?
That was definitely very hard because I really, really struggled with like sidelines. Mm-hmm. And even just like, I remember just like something so simple, like you would think a high V is so easy, but it was so hard for me. And like, I remember all of my motions, like they were so specific and it was very, very tough for me to learn. Olivia was there for all of that. She saw how I struggled. So it was definitely really hard to get back into it first and like to learn that, but it definitely got easier as the time went
on. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize, I mean, you mentioned like how a high V looks to a crowd, just like it's just a motion, but there are so many little things. Like if your hand is not in the exact right place, like that's wrong.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, which I think is such an interesting thing about the sport. But it also makes it a little bit more difficult for us. So that's like actually a really good point. So you've seen the team, all girls, and now we have a boy. What has been the change in style, if any, and how do you think you guys are going to use it to your advantage at Nationals?
In the past, our dances have been pretty feminine. I would think we like to embrace, you know, the all-girl stuff like that. And we've done definitely more jazz, like jazzy jazz in our jazz division. But this year, it's definitely with Justin, we've changed to more contemporary jazz. And it's really, it's much more intense. Mm-hmm. And I think for our pom especially, having a boy can really make or break you because, like Justin said, they, whether you like it or not, a boy does stand out.
Yeah.
But Justin is so incredible. And I think it really just makes our routine so much better. And it brings us to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited for competition this year.
Yeah. I had the honor of going to practice last night with you guys. And I would just say, like, you're so amazing. The two of you are crazy. And I will say that the dance looks way more athletic now.
Yeah,
I mean, there are so many more skills. It's so much quicker. Not to say that there was anything wrong with the way we were doing it before, but it is very different in a good way. And I think it's definitely helping to step us up. So I'm sure you're pushing people, even as a freshman. I just want to move towards Nationals. You guys are headed to UDA Nationals next week. Walk us through your routine that you're bringing and what you're looking forward to the most.
Well, so we have two routines. We compete in pom and jazz division. Our pommer team is definitely very athletic. It's very high intensity the whole time. You don't get any breaks. It's almost a sprint for 2 minutes exactly. It's just go, 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 go. So I think the biggest thing for POM is finding ways to breathe and push and really just watching all of our motions and staying consistent. And for Jazz, it's all about the attack. We really just want to go out there and show them what Rutgers is really made of and show them this is a very different team than we've had in the past. There's a lot of underclassmen. So we've really focused this year on getting that bond together as quick as we can so that we can compete and come out as one full force, one full Rutgers.
And I think our POM is obviously very like athletic. It's a lot of jumps, turns, fast motions. But the difference between POM and Jazz is the Jazz kind of brings in more of the artistry aspect of dance. So it's a lot of finding the balance between the athleticism that is required to do all those tricks while still combining the movement quality and telling a story at the same time.
Are you guys competing in game day this year?
Yes, okay. We are.
Yeah, so just to kind of remind everyone, we are national champions from 2021. Is that? No, 2022. 2022 national champions. So hopefully we can get that again this year. How is that looking? Have you guys started that?
Yeah, we've put some work into it. It's still a work in progress. It's definitely a different dynamic with that because we have to work cohesively with cheer as well. And obviously they have their own schedule for their own nationals routine. So I think it's finding ways to mesh both of our, because it's hard, dance and cheer. Yeah. People sometimes like to say we're cheerleaders and, you know, it gets lost with the outside viewers, but it's trying to find a way to balance what we do so that it meshes cohesively with cheer and that it comes out together, which is something we did really well the year that we did win. So we're trying to just bring that back and hopefully get that title back again.
That'll be awesome. Are you looking forward to that, Justin?
Yeah, I'm very excited. And it's just very interesting, the dynamic, because I mean, I personally don't know much about cheer, and I'm sure that they probably don't know much about dance. So it is very interesting the way that it looks with all of us in one big group and just the dynamic with that many people, because you're not competing as the dance team or the cheer team. It's the spirit program together. So it's very interesting.
So what are you guys looking forward to most in sharing the nationals experience with one another?
I personally cannot wait to walk out of the castle with him. We talked about the tunnel coming out of Rutgers, which is a very special thing for Rutgers, but for UDA Nationals, walking out of that castle is a feeling like no other. The lights are beaming on you. The audience is screaming. There's cameras everywhere. It's just, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It's such a crazy feeling, and being able to walk side by side with him is just, I'm so excited because we have a very good way of calming each other down, and we both have a lot of confidence in each other, and like we said, like one look and we know like we got this, and I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, and we used to, like when we competed with our high school, we competed in Orlando. So I've been out on the floor, but not in 4 years since like the last time I was a freshman. And funnily enough, we're sitting right next to each other for both days.
Yeah.
As soon as we start, so we'll be walking out right next to each other. So I'm very excited for that.
And I'm sure that'll be a great memory for your parents as well. I can only imagine. okay, so that was kind of our more serious questions. We're going to do a little who's most likely to or whatever you want. So my first question is, who has the messiest room?
Justin.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That was no
Justin,
question.
Justin, no doubt.
Who is the clumsiest? I feel like most dancers are clumsy, so.
I don't know. Justin's definitely had more injuries.
Yeah.
From like falling down the stairs.
Yeah, I fell down the stairs once and I tore like all of the ligaments in my ankle.
Oh my gosh.
That's a funny little story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say him.
Who is most likely to get in trouble with your parents?
Oh, Justin.
Yeah, definitely.
Me. Always.
Were you like grounded a lot in high school?
Elementary school. Definitely got in a lot of trouble, but I think it's just a middle child thing.
It might be. Yeah. Who's most likely to cause drama at a family dinner?
Justin.
I guess
if you're most likely to get in trouble, that's also you're most likely to cause the drama.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Who is more protective over each other?
I don't know. That's tough. I'm definitely very protective over him. I don't know if it's because I'm older or because I'm a girl or both, but I'm definitely very protective over him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't know. It's very interesting, especially in, like, a dance environment. Just because, like, I don't know, with giving corrections and stuff, like, obviously it's, like, you know, we're allowed to give each other corrections, and mm-hmm. we try to take, like, corrections from other mm-hmm. people, but then it's, like, you know, I can say that she's doing something wrong, but when someone else does, it's, like...
Yeah. I feel like it'd be so much easier to be, like, honest with each other.
Yeah.
So that it, if somebody was honest with one another, the other, you'd probably be, like, no, like, you can't say that. Like, only I can say that.
Yeah.
No, that's funny. And Spo, you're junior captain, correct?
Yes.
So... Do you have a little bit more of authority over Justin a little bit? You feel yeah. like? Even though I you guys are very collaborative, it seems.
Just, I think, yeah, from my 2 years, like, I obviously have more yeah. time on this team, so I know a little bit more. But I think both of us, we have a good way of knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. So it's not, when we're giving each other corrections, it's not in, like, an offensive way. No. It's, like, really just to be helpful and constructive.
Yeah. So this one, who is the funniest?
I would say Justin.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
Yeah.
When we're around each other, like, we're just always
Always laughing. And yeah. we can talk for hours. My mom would get so mad yeah. anytime. Like, we would spend all day together, school dance team, studio dance team, drive home, and yet still we would be in the kitchen till 3 a.m. talking about
yeah.
who knows what.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's awesome. Who's more competitive?
That's tough. I think
it depends on the situation, for sure.
Yeah.
I think we handle the stress of competition in different ways. I don't know. I think I really, like, thrive off of, like, pressure in a situation like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're both really competitive, but
yeah.
I don't know who would be more.
I feel like since you're really close in age, you'd probably be equally competitive just against each other yeah. in terms of, like,
yeah,
whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah,
even though, like, I don't know. I don't think I've ever really felt, like, competition with you, per se.
Yeah, no.
Like, I feel it with, like, us against other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Who is more superstitious?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
do you have any, like, pre, like, dance superstitions? Like, I know I did. I don't know if you do.
Yeah. I have a lot. I would say, like... The first thing, I have to say, like, 3 Hail Marys just to mm-hmm. myself. I have to do, like, 16 releves, 8 passes, just, like, in my head. And I don't know. I have a lot of other weird yeah. ones, but those are, like, the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because, like, with any other sport, you have, you know, multiple games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
with dance, it's, like, you're going out there to nationals mm-hmm. and you have 2 minutes and it's one shot.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
put in everything that you've been working on for right. the entire year. So yeah. it's very stressful. It's just getting in the right mindset, yeah. like getting ready, getting prepared.
I find that dancers are way more superstitious than, like, any other sport.
Yeah. yeah. I think it's because of the, like, the pressure. Mm-hmm. It's like you really only get that one chance to show, and if it doesn't go well, like, that's it, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, putting, you put in all this time, like, yeah. for months and months and months, and it all leads down to that one performance.
Yeah.
So it's like, how prepared can you be? And I think that's yeah. why we're so superstitious, because yeah. it's yeah. like, all, like, everything that we worked for is only for that 2 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is most likely to survive the zombie apocalypse?
Probably Justin.
Probably. Yeah. You'd probably.
Like, I probably. Yeah, probably.
Who is louder at practice?
In, like, a screaming way?
Louder in, like, a talks more. Like, maybe he's more talkative at practice.
Probably me, I would say Justin. But I feel like yeah. usually it's, like, we're very... If I'm talking yeah. to you, it's probably, like, you.
Yeah, the two of you are talking to each other.
Yeah.
yeah. I feel like I was so quiet at practice. I feel like I never said anything.
Yeah. I think both of, like, we know when to really lock in
yeah.
and, like, when, you know, like... So when it comes down to it, we'll both really pay attention, but there's definitely some moments for Justin. Yeah.
I can imagine, like, having somebody that you're so close with, like, you'd always just be like, oh, wait, let me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And Alexis used to always stand in front of me, so when she would turn around, we would always
yeah.
be talking during games. So I totally understand that. And if you guys were not dancers, what sport would you play?
Probably volleyball. I used to mm-hmm. love volleyball.
I mean, I played hockey for, like, a little bit. I feel like that's so, like, not on brand for me. But Maybe that.
Hockey?
I did it for a little bit. So.
Yeah. That's interesting. I feel like a lot of dancers would say, like, gymnastics, but...
I did gymnastics when I was younger, but I don't know. It never really stuck.
No. Yeah. It's that, like, scares me. That's, yeah. like, too... Yeah. I'm not daring, and I don't do the flips and stuff. So... Last question, what is your favorite part about Rutgers?
There's too many. I would say just the people. Mm-hmm. It's the people that make the place. And I think through this team, I've really found my lifelong friendships. And, you know, from my coach to my teammates, like, everybody is just so supportive and so fun. Like, I will always laugh in practice, and I know they're there for me. And I think, yeah, just, like, having, knowing that I have those people behind me and, like, they have my backs, that's, like, my favorite part.
Yeah, I think for sure just the people and the environment. Especially one thing that we really focus on with the team is, like, pride and being mm-hmm. proud to, like, wear that R on your chest, because it is an honor to, like, go out there representing your school. And mm-hmm. I think just in general, just having everyone be so proud and happy to be here at Rutgers and to be part of this school and this environment is mm-hmm. really something that's special to me and that I really like.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on, and we wish you guys the best of luck down at Nationals. If you want to watch them, they'll be on Varsity TV on January 12th. So yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Inside Rutgers Athletics, Behind the Jersey. For all the latest on Rutgers sports, from the locker room to the field, be sure to catch our episodes on your favorite podcast platform.
Don't miss a play. Subscribe and stay connected to the Scarlet Knights journey. We'll see you on the next episode.